a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Coronavirus. Special coverage with David Dujanovic.
Hey, Dave, let's plan some world travel. Except we can't go anywhere our heart desire outside the United States because COVID is still a major issue in a lot of countries. We're going to talk about where, but I still want you to hop aboard Deb's virtual airlines.
Final call for boarding. Final call for boarding for the last remaining passengers. Please board the aircraft now through gate S2.
Hop aboard, David.
You start looking and you start seeing how the rest of the world is doing, they're not doing great. Certainly not compared to us. And I think that was a real eye-opening experience for me. For example, my son is supposed to be serving his mission in Peru. Right now, he's stationed in Alaska.
Okay.
Not a bad little place to be stationed, Alaska,
yeah,
in the summer.
But Peru sounds super cool.
Yeah, he's excited to go to Peru. So I've been keeping tabs on what's going on in Peru. And I just saw this week they had done an audit on the death total in Peru. And when they went through all the records and all the numbers, they ended up finding three times the death rate. Three times as many deaths as originally reported. And it all of a sudden changed Peru from being, you know, a semi-safe place or, you know, kind of like the rest of the people, the rest of the countries around, to the number one death rate per capita in the world.
What was your take away when you found that out and knowing that your son was bound for Peru but was, quote unquote, held back in Alaska?
Yeah, I realized what's going on here in the United States is extremely rare. The rest of the world is still battling this and battling it the way we did at our highest, at our peak. And I started realizing, you know what? We're probably not ready to start traveling the world.
Not ready to start traveling the world. And I think it also shows how critically important the vaccines are going to be to these other countries that we're now starting as a country to share to hopefully help get them ahead of where they're at right now, because they are way behind compared to where we're at. Let's hop on board that flight. What kind of an airline is it? I don't know what kind of an airplane I'm flying, but it's a big one. Everybody all aboard. First stop is Rio de Janeiro, known for beautiful beaches. They've got the breathtaking forests. And, of course, the carnival.
Carnival,
yeah. But also they got a lot of COVID.
Yes.
The country just crossed the 500,000 death toll mark, making it the country with the second highest number of COVID deaths in the world. They just crossed that mark, Dave.
Yeah, and we're at 600,000, over 600,000 here in the United States. We're
total.
Much larger than Brazil. Total, yes. So, yeah, South America in particular, I think they are the number one continent for COVID.
Now we're on to Colombia to enjoy the Bogota Summer Festival and maybe hike the Andes. I don't know, Dave. I'll hike. You just sit back and wait. we're going to hike while COVID cases are also climbing way high there. That country reporting an average of 27,000 new COVID cases a day.
And remember, this is Colombia. This is very, very small. Small Central American country. 27,000 cases. In comparison,
yeah.
The United States is having about 11,000 cases a day.
Have we lost track of what the rest of the world is
yes.
doing because we're jumping for joy every yeah. time we get a case count here in Utah under 300?
Well, that's what's happening. Just in Utah, we are under 300. That's the seven-day
yeah.
average. We're at 285. That's the case count. Now, you look back to the peak when we had, 5,600 cases a day in Utah, and now it's down to 280. It's not a surprise that we've kind of forgotten about COVID or moved on because it's not affecting us even a fraction of what it was just a few months ago.
What about Uruguay? I don't know. I'm not an international tourist yet. I'm hoping to be one day, but this is really holding me back. I mean, it certainly held everybody back in 2020, and I kind of had this impression that we're reopening. Let's go. And then I was talking to my kids about maybe going someplace different this year. I've been to Canada. They haven't been. And I was talking to my son last week. I said, "Where do you want to go to Canada?" And he's like, "I think the border's still closed, Mom." And I said, "Well, let me Google that, son." By golly, you're right.
Really?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Yes. Google it. Check his
Canada's
work.
Canada's still closed?
Yeah. You can't get over there. But Uruguay, I guess it's got some really exotic marketplace. I'm writing this on my bucket list and marketplaces, historic sites. And an incredible rise in COVID cases. They are currently ranked third in the world for cases per capita.
Well, and countries that have been very successful so far, specifically the United States, has made the decision to just start sending the rest of the world millions and millions of vaccine doses.
500 million from the U.S., Dave.
This is the problem. These countries are not set up, they're not equipped to receive those doses, to refrigerate them, to store them, to distribute them. It's not as easy as just, hey, let's send it and they get everybody vaccinated. They don't have the infrastructure set up to receive all these doses. So even though the doses are available, that we, the United States, are willing to give millions and millions of doses, it doesn't do any good until these countries are ready to receive them and distribute them.
Dave, in the 10 o'clock hour, an important discussion that personally affects your family. Next, where is death row for murderers? Not really death row anymore. Turns out it's at the Utah State Prison, and the prison just got busted for moving inmates off death row, and they got busted by the press.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. Don't miss Cold's new season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.